The wolves, are they going to scatter or attack us first? Looks like they run off around to either side, flanking. So that's not great. Do any remain that I can attack? Yes, only one, and I will, since I'm up front, it doesn't necessarily, actions go by what makes sense. Since I jumped out of the brush at them first, I would attack first with the warrior right behind me. Yeah, that's just. So I scream and jump out of the brush at this wolf and proceed to go over its head and embed my sword into the trunk of a tree as I took a big, huge swing and missed completely.
Knights of the Tabletop presents Ronin Roleplaying,
an actual play role-playing podcast run and played entirely solo by your host, Scormy.
Does that mean it's going to suck on ice? Probably.
Oh, he's not that bad. You've actually had this show before, right? The master is an absolute joke.
Dwarf, hand me over an ale and the popcorn. I smell a powerful failure coming on this episode. Get your own damn snacks, monster!
Pipe down, all of you! Now then, here's your host, Scormy!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Ronin Roleplaying Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Scormy. Now today we are continuing on with our epic adventure with Vagabonds of Dyfed. As always, well, not as always, but most of the time, we are using the Game Master's Apprentice for our Oracle. This time it is the Fantasy Deck. Links to the game and to this particular Oracle are in the show notes. Now, quick recap. Last week, we started things off. I am playing a single character accompanied by four NPCs. I'm in their party. My character really doesn't care too much about them. They hired him to find the trail to, they have a map. They're looking for some location with treasures and adventure, and my character's all about treasures and adventure, as you may recall. So, basically, he's leading them through the wilderness, following the trails that they say is here, to this ancient temple, monument, castle, whatever it is, death trap, I don't know. All I know is they're led by a warrior, a female beastkin, lizard person type. They have a cleric, effectively, a dwarf. They have a mage, who's an elf maiden. And then they have a small person who is a rogue, one of the small folk. And then there's me, the adventurer. Who am I? Kaivan, the bold. Also, Kaivan, the thrill seeker who doesn't make great decisions. But, whatever, the warrior wants to be in charge. She thinks that she's leading this thing. So, whatever, I really don't listen to them all that much. But, they're here to keep me alive. So, let's continue to do that. I will not be role-playing them all that much. Mostly, I'm letting the deck decide what they do. Then I decide what I do. So This might turn out to be a classic blunder. You know, like, never get into a land war in Asia, that sort of thing. So, I never get it bet against a Sicilian, but death is on the line. If only this game could be as classic as that movie. But nay, Vagabonds of Dyfed is still a fun game, don't get me wrong. Where'd we leave? Oh yes, I turned my back on the team. I am sleeping in a tree because I am smart. There be wolves around, as you may remember from last week's show. I'm assuming you listened to last week's show. You really should. They all tie together, you know, the whole month. Anyway, so I was sleeping in a tree. They're down, smartly hanging out around a fire, doing the whole kumbaya team building exercises. I'm actually going to get some sleep. So I'd already checked to see if anything untoward occurred. Nothing did. So we get a good night's sleep, which is good. I should note one more thing. I am treating each week as its own separate adventure. Well, not a session, because whether you go up in levels is based off, you know, what you did during a session. So we did enough to go up a level. So I am now level 2. So is the rest of the team, which is interesting because I only have stats for level 1s. I'll just have to kind of wing it with them, need be. Anyway, so I gained an extra tag, which I put down forager, which fits with my going out and finding like mushrooms and berries so I can find food. At least it gives me a +1 when I'm out looking for food. There's a actual technique that I could have taken for that, which allows me to always be able to find food and shelter in a given environment. I decided not to take that one, at least not yet, because the technique I got was light sleeper. Always alerted to danger while sleeping, as long as it is a mundane threat or moving via natural non-magical means. That is more fitting to something I would earn on the last adventure. I also gained 4 more hit points. Yay! And my speed increased by 1, so it went from -3 to -2. I know, not a huge difference, but eventually, sure. Nothing else really changed. So, why don't we start it off with the morning rising. Now, is the weather good today? No. So, yes, the first day, it had been sunny and hot. It's summer. The next day, yesterday, it had turned cloudy, which was good because it wasn't so stifling hot. And the trail wasn't so overgrown with underbrush that I had to cut through because nobody's helping me with that. No, I don't take it personally. So today, that tells me that probably it's gotten even worse. It has begun to rain. So it's a summer squall type showers. Maybe even thunderstorms later in the afternoon. Yeah. So that could be good, and it could also be incredibly bad. We'll see how that goes. But for now, I'm assuming that we have gathered up our things. I'm going to do a quick little traipse around to see if I can find something quick to eat for us. Unfortunately, no, I was not. Even with my +1 with forager, I still failed. So maybe I should have taken that other technique. Maybe next level. Anyway, So I will simply have to make do with a little bit of collected water and what's raining. So boom, got water. And let's go with that. Now, how does the trail look today? Is it going to be difficult? Emphatic no. In fact, I would say that the woods here have gotten very thick. There's not a lot of underbrush. And the trail is very hard to follow, but it is still there. I can show them occasionally when they say, "Are you sure you know where you're going?" Because of course they question me at every turn. But I can show them, look, there's signs. You can see signs of the old trail right there. An old cobblestone still sticking out from the earth. So if you want to, you know, let me do my job. Let me earn my portion of the treasure, if you would. Thank you very much. Do I question you about how to use that pole arm? No. No, I do not. So why don't you keep your nose to keeping me alive, and I will keep us following the trail. Thank you very much, ma'am. Just saying. I'm not making friends today. Do I know their names? No. Do I care to know them? Not really. They are simply here as a means to an end. I get a portion of the money or treasure. They have a map to get us to some. And I am all about that. I'm a thrill seeker. I am an artifact hunter. That's what I want to do. This is my goal. I'm going to show up my dad, who didn't want me to be a low-life adventurer, join the company business, all that silly nonsense. So, even though I'm the heir to a vast fortune, or I was until I left, whatever, that's all in the past. I don't care about that. So, let's check if there is anything resembling a wandering monster on this trail or a untoward event. Emphatic yes. There is badness afoot. Can't have that. Is it a monster? No. Again, I am consulting with my Oracle, the Game Master's Apprentice. So, why don't we draw to see what sort of things I come across. No, I don't like that catalyst. A stifled curse followed by a crash. I have found inspiration. Now, we were running single file to hide our numbers, of course. I was in the front, the warrior behind me, then the cleric, then the mage, with the rogue taking up the rear. But I want to say that the rogue probably decided to slip off to the side, to scout off to the side, and something has happened. So we stop. And I'm going to check if I can perceive anything over there. Now, allow me to look at my traits. Now, this is a simple 2d6 roll because Vagabonds of Dyfed is a Powered by the Apocalypse game, but it is based off of the simplified version of PBTA used in World of Dungeons, which is kind of a hack of Dungeon World. Anyway, so you don't have a whole bunch of abilities to use. You have no real attributes to speak of. You roll 2d6. You try to get in the standard ranges, just like in any Powered by the Apocalypse game. But you get negatives and bonuses based off of your traits and such. So my approach to conflict is direct and overconfident. So rushing over there to see what's wrong is going to give me a +2, I would think. Actually, the weakness is a -1, so kind of think of that. That's a negative, not a positive. So, gonna call it a 0.
So, well, I rolled a 7 anyway.
So, a partial success. Ha! Huh. Should I be huzzah? Anyway. Just so those of you who don't know, a 6 or lower is a failure in Powered by the Apocalypse games, for the most part. 7 to 9 is a partial success where you did succeed, but there's a complication. And a 10 or greater is a success. In Vagabonds of Dyfed, just like with Worlds of Darkness, of Dungeons. I have it ingrained in my brain from years that WOD means Worlds of Darkness, not World of Dungeons. So it's a hard thing to get past. My apologies. Anyway, in this game, as with World of Dungeons, you can also get a critical success, which is a 13 or higher, or a 12 or higher, depending on if you have a special ability that gives you that. I happen to have one. For example, as a human, if I get a crit success of a 12 or higher when I'm doing something creative or innovative, I have yet to do such. But that's important to keep in mind. Anyway, so I got a success, but with a complication. I need to draw to see what I perceive to be the problem. Okay. So I drew, and let's draw also to see if the complication is what I have in mind. Yes. Okay. So I come out into an old, old clearing, right? I'm digging through some brush that was blocking my view with the warrior and the others behind me. And I can see an old, old barrow mound, which is earth and rocks piled up into a dome. Rather large, maybe 6-7 feet high and 12-15 feet wide. Big dome. And this is where they would bury things. Usually people of some import, but out here, it's odd. Anyway, so apparently our rogue, while skirting around beside us, scouting, quote unquote, more likely bored. Anyway, it appears that our little rogue took interest in this barrow and was looking for a way in, and part of it collapsed as there was an opening. A collapsed opening into it with dust that has come up out of there. So it would appear to me that they were climbing on it and part of it collapsed. So they have fallen inside. I am going to try to peer in and see if I can see anything.
Why, that is a good roll.
Now, there was a complication, though, from before, right? The complication is that we were noticed. So, that's unfortunate. I'm going to say that the rogue is maybe 10 feet down into the barrow, because they're dug into the ground. And they're coughing and sputtering from all the dust they've kicked up falling into this ancient place. Are they harmed? Oh, it appears that yes, our rogue is injured. Well, I'll call down to him, see if he's all right. And obviously he answers that, no, I'm hurt. Well, my natural inclination, being a thrill seeker who takes a direct approach to conflict and is overconfident, would be to break out my climbing kit, tie one end to a tree, and so I'm anchored, and prepare to climb down there to get them out. How does the warrior react to that? No, they find that acceptable. Does anyone wish to come down with me? No. All right. So, I will gain a +2 to this roll, as I am an artifact hunter used to doing such things. With a direct approach to conflict.
Good.
It was a success. I rolled a 9 total. So, when I get down to the bottom, it's going to be quite dark with only some light coming through the hole above us. Otherwise, it is pitch black here. Let's see. Yes, I'm able to notice that there's skittering and scurrying around us in the darkness. So I am going to grab up the rogue. Can they hold on to me while I climb? Yes. All right, again, checking the oracle. That's why this is so good of an oracle, by the way. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so I will then attempt to climb out. Will I be able to do so without being attacked? Well, that's an emphatic yes. Apparently the rats we disturbed down here really don't want anything to do with us. So I will climb up and see. Do I have any difficulties with that? I really don't think I will. Negative. I'm fine. I'm actually probably rolling too much. This game, you only really roll if it is something that really needs to be something you really should have some difficulty with. And climbing out of a basically 10, 12 foot fall into a barrow shouldn't be that big of a deal. It's more of a doing it with a small folk holding on to, you know, basically hanging over my back. But I'm able to climb out. A note. So, 2 rescued rogue from barrow. All right. So, a note has been left. Now, once I get him out, We need to determine what sort of injury he has. I'm not going to say it's a head wound, because that would be, he was able to call for aid. So it's like, not like he was knocked unconscious. Is it a injury that will affect his ability to walk? No. So it's an injury to his arm? No. An injury to his torso? Yes. All right, so that inspires me to think that he fell, hit some rocks below, and damaged his ribs, so it's making it hard for him to breathe. Basically, he's going to have to be carried, but at this point, we're probably going to need to heal him, which is where our trusty priest comes into play. Bring up their page, an avowed. They have healing touch and magical healing. So let's do a magical healing. All the way back here. There we go. Holy crap! So, why can't I roll like that when I'm trying to do something? I rolled 2 sixes. And he has a +2. So that's a 14. That is the first crit we've rolled. On a crit, you heal them equal to your highest d6, which was a 6, plus the aptitude of +2. And you would have gained another +2 from having healing touch. So, say 10 points of damage. Was that enough to heal him completely? Yes, absolutely. So, I hadn't checked for how much damage he had before. It really didn't matter. So, yes. He's able to be healed, and I'm going to say this is probably a good spot for a rest anyway. You know, I like to do a midday rest, so I'm not too tired if something untoward were to occur. But I think I'm going to inquire of our diligent leader, the warrior, as to whether a burial mound appears on their map. Will they answer me? Yes. Is there a burial mound on the map? That's an emphatic no. And I'm thinking that likely the warrior will go on about how, well, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. This mound may have appeared after this map was made. And also, it doesn't mean that there's every little detail on this map. For instance, this trail really wasn't that close to the burial mound. Only about 50 feet, but whatever. There's just some bushes in between. Whatever. But, okay. I'm going to say that this warrior is very, very protective of their map, and that they have complete confidence in it. Nothing can really turn aside their belief in the map. It's clearly, absolutely, positively going to take us where we want to go. And anyone who questions that doesn't know what they're speaking of. Blah, blah, blah. All right, fine. So I'll ask, may I see the map? No. I'll be told that is not my role. I find the trail. I keep them on the trail. Beyond that, I don't need to know. Which honestly, you know what? That's fine. That's fine. Because I don't like to work with secretive teammates. They clearly have something to hide. But I'm not too worried about this in this case, because they clearly need someone to get them into and out of this wilderness, this deep, dark, haunted forest, as they put it. And I'm the only one who can. So, if they're going to backstab anyone, it's not going to be me. And it puts me in a very safe position, at least in the short term. Once I get my treasure, once I get my share, I could, of course, leave off on my own and leave them to their own devices, if I really worry about it, if I'm really worried about them. If not, I will do my due diligence, get them back to town, and then never work with them again. I really don't like this warrior. The rest of them, they're fine. But clearly this warrior does not know what she's doing and is really, really irritating. She has as much experience as I do. And who is she to be in charge? Because she has the map? I don't even know what map it is. She won't show anyone this map. She just says at the end of this trail, fame and glory awaits. Which appears to be very important to her. Not surprising. It's very important to me, but fine. Now then, once the rogue is healed up enough and prepared to move on, let us see if anything else untoward crosses our path for the rest of the day. No. But does the trail become more difficult, or the weather more? I actually stick to the trail. Does the trail become more difficult as we move along? No. All right, so that's fine. Does the weather turn worse? Yes, those thunderstorms I worried about have started to materialize by mid-afternoon. So the sky has grown abnormally dark. The rain, although warm, heavy, slowing our progress. And of course, the occasional bolts of lightning and thunder. Do we have to worry about any forest fires? Yes. Are the forest fires near? No. Apparently, though, we can tell that there was a strike. As we're going through the wilderness, I will see what I can through the trees without climbing them, of course. And in the distance, smoke is rising from a lightning strike. Am I able to see anything else while I'm out peeking from this high, top of this hill? Am I able to see anything that might be our destination? Well, I would say that is a success. What is it I see? Interesting. I'm going to say, from this hillside, looking down further through the thick forest, off in the general direction we were already going, with lightning crossing the sky and rain squalls falling, I'm able to catch a view of a change in the forest that there is in amongst the various pine trees that make up this large, dark forest. There is also a massive oak tree rising up higher than the pines around it, the various conifers. And I swear there is a glow to the tree and the area below it. Is anyone else there to see this? No. I will go back to the team and tell them that I did see what appears to be a fire starting in the forest, but it is some distance away. I don't consider it to be a threat at this moment. And I'll point, this is the way we need to go. Or do we want to stop? Is the location close enough to make it before nightfall? Yes. Well, let's check for the warrior. Does the warrior wish to continue? No. They want to camp here. Well, I don't trust this warrior. There's something about her that just seems secretive, as I've said. So I don't feel like I can tell her what I saw, that I saw the glowing tree. So instead, I believe I'm going to just play it off as, okay, this is a good place to stop for the night, or I'll find us a location. Am I able to? Oh, yes, absolutely. I found some ground that is dry-ish. I mean, sure, it's raining, everything's wet, but it's not, it's higher, so any rain that's is running off, so it's not like getting soggy. They'll be able to set up their tents, which of course they want to do. I believe I'll even forage for some food and see if I can get some relatively dry wood so that they can start a fire. Since we're stopping a little sooner than I had expected for the day. Yes, I succeed. Oh, I know. That seems like a good idea. Actually, it's a ridiculously bad idea, but I've just come to mind what I'm going to do. So I gather up some berries and mushrooms and whatever I can find. Get some wood so that they can start a fire and they can roast some mushrooms and their berries and help stretch the rations along, you know. And I will climb my tree, or a tree. Yes, I know, not the greatest idea. Actually, no, that is the sort of thing I would do. Being overconfident. So yes, I will climb up a tree to a place where I can, assuming I can find a tree that has a good branch to sleep on, which yes, I can. This is an ancient forest, some massive trees. We just have to hope that it's not the tallest tree. It's not one that gets hit by lightning. That would be a quick end to my adventures. I don't really like that idea. So, I'm going to go up there and lay down as though I normally do. They do their kumbaya session. Yes. But eventually they'll all go to sleep. They all need rest, especially the rogue. Once they've gone to sleep, I believe I'm going to try and sneak out of my tree. Let's check on that. I can do it quietly, and oh, yes, I can. Indeed. And then I'm going to follow the trail quietly, scouting ahead, so to speak, to see where this goes and to see what lies ahead. So I managed to sneak away without complications, so that's great. I should not be being followed. Am I able to sneak up to the tree carefully so as to avoid notice? It appears so. Let's draw for what I find. The first thing that I notice as I approach, you can see glowing coming from ahead, kind of an ethereal, unearthly light, greens and yellows, light blues. Beyond that, the first thing I notice is a smell of roses and honey. So I'm going to try and get a view. Am I able to do so without being noticed? Because there is not a lot of cover here as I approach. As I approach, I see the base of this mighty freaking oak, bigger than any I've ever seen before. And the whole area, the tree itself is putting off light, but not just that. The grass below it, it's like a clearing with just this one tree, but that tree encompasses the whole clearing, covering it in its canopy. And it's absolutely massive. But the greenish glow comes from the leaves of the oak. And the other colors, mostly gold, but blues and hues of red and other colors, are coming off of mushrooms. Massive mushrooms. And most people think of mushrooms as just a few inches size. These are several feet high and wide. And they encircle the whole clearing with the tree at its center, as far as I can see. Do I see anything else? Looking for inspiration. Yes. What could that be? I should say, do I not see, but do I perceive anything else? I hear angry whispering. And I see an old spinning wheel near the base of the tree. And a figure wearing dark robes with their back to me, hunched over the wheel, peddling and working the wheel. The angry whispering seems to be coming from them. This is quite interesting, but also alarming. I'm really, 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 really trying not to meta game this because, yeah. Well, my character is overconfident, lives life to the fullest, is an artifact hunter, and likes to take a direct approach to conflict, and, worst of all, is a thrill seeker, which I could have stayed up on my branch, but no, I succumbed to my core flaw to sneak ahead. I'll get that as well. What should I do? Well, it seems to me the obvious answer, the correct answer would be to go back and tell my teammates what I saw while scouting ahead. That's not what I'm going to do, though. Instead, I'm going to step out into the light. But am I stupid enough to step past those mushrooms? No. I step into the clearing or underneath the canopy of the glowing oak. But not breaking past the mushrooms. I'll stop before the mushrooms. Hello! I'll call out. Does the figure respond? No. No, they do not. That's unfortunate. I'm not a fan of that. Draw for any inspiration I might find. I'm standing there and the figure continues to mutter to themselves and working their wheel. And I'll feel something rubbing up against my leg, my right leg, purring. Is it a cat? Yes, it appears to be a cat. Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt your work, but nice oak you have here. It's quite bright. This is quite interesting. Care to chat a little bit about your fine abode? I don't know what to say. Is this your cat? I'll call out as well. Does the figure continue to not respond? Yes. Let me see. Dead, dry tree branches. That doesn't really bring anything to mind, but tree branches. I think I will look down at the cat. Let's say it's a little tabby, gray and white, and I'll reach down and try to pick it up. Okay, that seems successful. So, little one, what's your name? Does it respond? Look, Grandma, another one for the soup! The cat says. I'm going to drop the cat. I think I might scream a little bit. I definitely pee a little bit. So, branches. Yes. Branches from the oak reach down at me. They just come reaching down in my direction. Oh, I'm going to have to try and defend myself. And I don't think this is going to be good. Well, I was able to roll an 8. So I don't believe they grabbed me, because they weren't swinging to hit, they were reaching to grab. And I'm going to try to flee away, consult the oracle. Am I able to flee? Yes. I will run off into the dark forest beyond. And I'm going to say that my view, because of the lights, I have a hard time seeing in the dark because of this. As I run away, my eyes have not yet adjusted, making it difficult. Am I able to follow the trail back to camp? Oh, that's an emphatic no. But I run off, screaming. A cat just talked to me and talked about putting me in a stew, or soup, I'm sorry. And a tree tried to grab me. So, yeah, this was probably a really, really bad idea. So, I believe I'm going to see if the rest of the team heard me. Well, that's a no. I gave it even odds and got a no. If it was bad odds or good odds, it would have been a yes. But no, even odds, and I got a no. Thank you, Larcenous Designs, for your wonderful oracle that continues to screw me when I need it most. I do enjoy it, though. This is why I use it all the time. Anyway, what now? Bad things are occurring. I'm not a fan at all. So, am I able to get my bearings? Yes. I absolutely am. It quickly becomes apparent that I am. When I fled into the darkness, I actually only fled into a shadow. And that I'm not running around trees. The light from the grove has grown brighter. And it becomes apparent that the trees that I'm running around aren't actually trees. They're just really big mushrooms. But not really, they're actually normal mushrooms. It appears that when I stepped forward and did not cross the circle of large mushrooms, there must have been a circle of smaller mushrooms that I did not notice. I'm stuck in a fairy circle. And I've shrunk down to a small, small size, unable to escape. As the light grows brighter and brighter. Now, when morning comes, I think, let's draw to see what they do. Yes, they were able to sleep through the rest of the night. They got great rest. You know, the most restful sleep they've ever had. Oh, they actually even kind of overslept. It was so relaxing. The rain must have stopped at some point. The temperature was just right. And even though they were in their individual tents, oh, they were so able to sleep. The ground was so soft, and everything was just perfect. And when they wake up, there's still some mushrooms and berries left for the morning. And everything is so relaxing, and the smell of the forest is so nice, and everybody is so happy and restful. The rogue is laughing. He feels so good. The injuries from his fall in the barrow, forgotten. Everything, it's so great. Everything's great. And they must surely be close to this wondrous place that they're going to. They absolutely must be so close. So they gather up their things and they're prepared to go. Let's draw something. Nope. They don't check for me. It's almost as though they've completely forgotten that Kaivan the Bold was a member of their group. The warrior just breaks out their map and says, "Ah, this seems to be the way to go. I'm going to make one check, and that will be for the mage." Not a good roll. I'm going to give the priest a chance to roll as well. The priest, the dwarf, seems a little ill at ease. Something doesn't seem to be right. But they can't see what. And they're in such a good mood and had such good rest. Surely they're near their goal. So they continue on their way. Are they able to follow the correct trail? No. So they're wandering off in the completely wrong direction now. Are they wandering off towards the forest fire? No. At least there's not that. But are they getting good and well and truly lost? Oh, yeah. Oh. And this is why being overconfident and a thrill seeker is going to get me killed.
Well, I guess we should call it there. So, until next time, remember, you can always drop by scormy.com for blog, Discord server, podcasts, you know, all your Scormy-related needs. And until next time, I'm Scormy, reminding you that if you can't play with your friends, you can always play with yourself.
Hello again. We didn't expect anyone to actually make it until the end of the show. Demon, be a dear and wake up the announcer, will you?
Do I have to? He's such a dick. Takes one to know one, eh? I will bathe in your blood, little man.
Oh, get out of the way, you idiots. I'll take care of it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Ronin Roleplaying. Please join us again next time for another rousing adventure with your host, Scormie.